very much like kissing you. But something that I think almost all women enjoy is to be kissed. Mm. I can't turn the pages of the book. Something very, very sumptuous, and something quite reserved, and I mean restrained about the way you're kissing me, because you're kissing my hand, my fingertips. It doesn't happen very often, but it's very sexy to be kissed on my fingers. Feel your warm hand holding mine in place. And my hand is it's made to wait for each kiss of your lips. It's making my hand tingle. The skin is sensitive. I think fingers have got some of the most concentrated amounts of feelings, you know, receptors. What are you doing now? Kissing the palm of my hand. Watching you, I can't look at my book. I can't look at what I'm supposed to be reading. And you wanted me to read, didn't you? To help you calm. Well, you might be more relaxed there. Your head on tummy, kissing my hand like that. I'm not relaxed. No, I would say I'm excitable. I'm excitable and giddy. Oh, my wrist. Admitting anything. No. Oh, I'm not admitting that it's very sexy. You've heard of, you know, you've heard of, you know, the places on a woman's body that, you know, erogenous zones. You heard? Erogenous zones. Well, that's one of them. I'm sure you know all of my other ones. No, I don't need to stop. I don't mean stop. I just mean, are you going to behave and allow me to concentrate and to enjoy this lovely, beautiful, sexy moment with you? Relaxing. It's relaxing. It's intimate, isn't it? You know what tonight is, don't you? It's still light. Because it's the solstice. The longest day. I don't know about anywhere else in the world, but here, with me, do you think I should put a long nightie on and go and dance around bathed in the moon? I think I've left it a bit too late to get to Stonehenge to join all the druids. Did you know there's a henge near me? Near here, yeah. There's loads of them. Not as famous, I suppose. Oh, I'm full of, you know, useless trivia. I suppose all people. Once the technology was discovered, they all had used it to work out when the new moon was, the best time for planting, the best time for the weather. Stores last. June was always a hungry month. His night love was growing, and all the stores from last year completely gone. Still things in the hedgerow to be eaten and things. If you could forage. That's not foraging. I think that's technically known as nuzzling. Didn't say stop. Shall I tell you a story then? You read about a happily ever after. That sometimes they There's always a lover. And there's always a princess. Or a maiden. Well, I could be reading a famous book. What did you say about reenacting something? A famous scene. That would be nice. I don't know. I suppose most people would go for a famous one from a film. Maybe Romeo and Juliet, you know, on the balcony. It's used so often. Yeah. I carry on kissing my hand along each finger, the palm of my hand. Did you just lick? It was a wet kiss, was it? I've completely forgotten what I was talking about. Every time you do that, you make me go. Oh yeah, the summer solstice, that's it. I think it would have been a celebration because it meant the days were going towards harvest, and soon there would be a time of plenty. But when they have the autumn celebration, it's a proper party. I mean, it's a prophet, you know. I can hunt game and all sorts of things. I expect they knew what time of year animals migrated. Well, you know, we talk about the Stone Age, I mean, I think they still had mammoths and great big deer and all sorts of animals migrating around. I don't know about horses. Must have been some horses, because those Shetland ponies came from somewhere, didn't they? And, and they ended up small because of years and years and years. So are you thinking of what sort of ceremony we should have for this solstice thing? Am I going to be tied to a rock and, you know, virgin sacrifice? What do you mean, still have to be a virgin chicken? Virgin on the ridiculous. Very sexy to be kissed all over my hand like that. Let's just cuddle up. I feel so relaxed now, do you? Spoon up against me. I'm sure they had spooning even in the Stone Age. I probably called it something else though. Well, I don't think they had spoons. And how to use their fingers. You know, in wood or shells or maybe pieces of bone or something. They used antlers, didn't they, for a lot of stuff. I don't know. Yeah, you've tamed me with your kisses. For now. I'm not saying I still haven't got a wild side. I'm not completely domesticated. I can be wild if you want me to be. Let's go to sleep. It's the shortest night, as well as the longest day. So, we need our rest. Well, it'll soon be the weekend. Do you like it when I play with your hair? Stroke my fingers. Mm.